You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So one of the hottest topics on my channel used to be the downfall of Adam 22 and the dismantling of his brand No Jumper. Basically, No Jumper completely imploded back in 2023, not only losing some of their most popular talents, but also creating this never-ending beef between Adam and the at the time recently departed.
Paid for the f***ing funeral as soon as it happened just because...
Now after this, Adam would look at his brand in a completely different light.
I didn't set down any boundaries. In the beginning, it was just like, here's a table, here's these cameras, here's these 4 million subscribers, do whatever the f*** you guys want.
And while people enjoyed the content farm that No Jumper had become, he had held the claim that he was actually losing money on these new shows that he had created, and obviously the talent that he had hired. After this, Adam seemed extra anxious to cash out and completely changed the way that he was operating, hiring some new talent while retaining some other guys, and really just trying to keep No Jumper's head above water. And I feel like the real desperation would not start until his wife Lena announced that she would be appearing in an adult video with corn star Jason Love. Keep in mind, this came right on the heels of her and Adam getting married. And of course, we all know how that thing ended. And with Adam completely leaning into this arc of his career, even calling himself the king of all cucks, aka the guys with the special little chairs in the corner of the room, I actually predicted that this situation would cause permanent damage to his online reputation.
Do you think that you f***ed her better than Adam did?
Well, obviously, yes.
Which, looking back, is exactly what happened. It's like Adam entered a never-ending inferno of getting roasted online. So of course, he would double down on the humiliation and the attention by hosting a web show giving away his wife to the man of his choice.
We're gonna get you out of the situation.
Right, but the whole idea is that we're gonna do it together.
Just went there and just pulled my pants down and showed my French baguette to Lena and Adam.
But I had to bring... I don't think he won.
Now this pretty much ended the same way, only this time Adam would actually cross swords with dude. Now since then, Adam had not really been worth talking about. Honestly, his antics just got stale after he showed up on stream wearing a G-string.
I'm gonna put on this thong, and I'm gonna go into the news, and I'm gonna say hi to everybody.
And then he was quote-unquote acting like he was shooting a gay scene with none other than Jack Doherty's brother. Something he would later reveal was apparently an April Fool's prank.
To troll the world into believing that I am a homosexual.
But honestly, at that point, I don't think anyone really cared enough to be tricked. And now apparently Adam has been struggling financially, or at least No Jumper. Recently, they were actually sued by two former employees at his company who alleged some sort of discriminatory termination. And then Adam even promoted an alleged crypto rug pull called Coin. And keep in mind, this is something that he was dead against in the past, yet he was completely unapologetic when CoffeeZilla questioned what the hell he was doing.
I reached out. I said, hey, you shouldn't run a coin. It's lame, and you're gonna scam or get scammed. And then Adam22 says, how else am I gonna afford all this galaxy gas?
And that really made me wonder, like, why would Adam feel the need to scam his own fans for at most a couple hundred thousand bucks? And now we might finally have the answer to that, as around a month later, several of his podcast hosts and friends have been detained in a large-scale gang sweep, and even Adam himself had some sort of contact with the feds as well.
I made it 41 years into this life before I had involvement, conversation with federal agents.
And now Adam made this video claiming that No Jumper has gone completely broke, but some actually believe this is to avoid paying possible legal fees, or at the very least that he is lying with an agenda. Alright guys, so here we are in the actual video where Adam claims that No Jumper is going broke, apparently they're having some sort of logistical issues, and some other unexpected expenses have come up that are basically killing his business.
So, there's something that I've been hiding from you guys. No Jumper is going broke. I know that might sound crazy, between both of our YouTube channels. Last month, we got over 25 million views. We're doing well on Facebook and Snapchat. We employ quite a few of the hottest content creators on the West Coast, and we pump out an insane amount of content on a weekly basis.
Yeah, 25 million views is really nothing to scoff at, especially when most of them are like really long form views. I mean, I gotta estimate that off AdSense alone, they're clearing at least six figures, but you guys have to remember that No Jumper has like a massive operation. I think they had purchased like a $5 million building back in 2022 or 2023. And at the time, I praised them for doing this. I always think it's cool when people can make like a media conglomerate like that. I thought he was going to be like his own little version of Barstool, but I think Adam witnessed firsthand how quickly you can just start burning through money simply because you own this insane building. And when you're just doing a podcast, like, do you really need all of that? Like, I get that it looks cool. I get that you want it to be, like, maybe the next Barstool, but that business model, especially in this economy, is just really rough.
How could we be going broke? Well, let's start here. We expanded too much during COVID at just about the exact moment that our revenue streams all took a hit. We hired a whole bunch of editors and other employees, and we bought a huge office building that cost us almost $4 million, thinking that the growth that we were experiencing during the pandemic was going to continue.
And this is a problem that a lot of businesses made during the pandemic. They thought that because people were at home and people were feeling good spending their stimmy money, you know, back before inflation, that, oh, these sales are going to last forever. And now that the economy has essentially flipped on its head, well, a lot of these businesses just ceased to exist.
Our YouTube numbers, which had doubled or even tripled, gradually returned to normal. Our Snapchat and Facebook numbers, which had exploded during COVID, sometimes even hitting six figures a month, shrank by about 80% or more.
God
our
damn.
Patreon, which was...
Yeah, I mean, at that time, I was getting contacted by a couple of reps from Snapchat that wanted to take what I was doing on YouTube and basically make a series, you know, for the Snapchat stories or whatever. And they were telling me, like, oh, we can offer you double your YouTube revenue. Apparently, the numbers were insane. Almost like when Twitter first announced their Twitter Blue program, they were paying out a lot of money. But over time, the model was just not sustainable once you keep letting more and more people in.
Absolutely killing it for a year or two when we were doing uncensored, aka nude interviews with up-and-coming superstars like Kazumi and Sky Bree, fell off quite a bit with the launch of Plug Talk and a decreased interest in seeing us interview stars.
I mean, let's be honest for a second, guys. No one is watching Korn so that they can know about the girl's personality. No one's saying, oh, I wonder where she wants to get taken for a date. I wonder how she got into this industry. Was there trauma involved? Of course. And the other thing to me is there really that many people out there that want to see Adam getting busy on camera? Like, I get that his girl is like the focal point of the Korn business that they do. But at some point, aren't these people going to be like, yo, we're sick of Adam. We don't want to see him on that orange couch no more. As a matter of fact, if you've ever paid for one of his films, I'm looking at you completely sideways.
You might recall that the channel took quite a hit when approximately eight of our hosts left the platform in March of 2023. Although we've definitely largely recovered and managed to build up a very healthy roster of talent since then, that certainly took a toll on our business for a while as well.
Yeah, I mean, they did recover pretty nicely from all that backlash.
But we were still solidly profitable. That is, until the last few months, where we experienced two major L's that we never could have seen coming. First, we lost the No Jumper Instagram. After almost 10 years of building it up and essentially no strikes on our account, we got taken down one day and we still have absolutely no idea why. We were bringing in a very solid amount of cash monthly that was keeping us afloat via selling sponsored posts on the account.
You know, I do always wonder if those type of Instagram promotions actually lead to real growth for an artist. I honestly feel like you'd be better off trying to do something a little bit unique and trying to get your music trending that way through some sort of like sick little reel, sick little short video.
In addition to that, we have been hit with a bullshit lawsuit from a former employee. Now, essentially everything in this lawsuit is completely fictional, and every lawyer that I've spoken to about it has described this as basically an extortion attempt, but it still cost us a ton of money already, and it's expected to cost us many hundreds of thousands of dollars to see this through to completion.
This episode is brought to you by Bajet's Balloon, a brand built on kindness, positivity, and authentic voices. In a world full of noise, Bajet's Balloon stands out, bringing joy, compassion, and creativity to the mic. It's more than just a name. It's a movement, reminding us that kindness still matters. Check the description for more on Bajet's Balloon and discover how you can be part of this amazing movement.
God damn. I mean, yeah, I've heard that those legal fees will drain you quick. I mean, I would think if they're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on this, it must be somewhat serious. And yeah, this is apparently the court case right here. And so yeah, apparently this Riley Garcia and this Yuri guy, who I think I remember, are suing No Jumper, Adam, somebody named Josh, and somebody named Nicholas. So yeah, they're basically saying that No Jumper and Adam right here are responsible for some sort of acts of discrimination, harassment, and retaliation. I mean, honestly, for all the shoddy things that were going on in No Jumper, like even before all these individuals were employed, I feel like this shit could turn to a damn class action lawsuit. Like on some surviving No Jumper shit, allegedly. Either way, I think this is the guy Yuri. They probably don't want to show his face for legal reasons, but...
It's insane to me that a person that we did so much for can just invent some grievances out of thin air and cost us this much money as a result. But somehow, that's our reality, and we have to fight this rather than just give in to this piece of shit.
I mean, yeah, because if you give in to one person, it kind of sets the precedent, like, oh, everyone come sue me now, I'm just going to be handing out settlements.
So as a result of all these circumstances, we are making some changes. Over the last few months, we laid off multiple employees in an attempt to reduce our expenses as much as possible. We closed down our store on Melrose.
Damn.
And we're in the early stages of selling our current warehouse and moving into a smaller space.
Damn.
To be honest, aside from the layoffs, which sucked, I'm pretty happy about a lot of these changes. I've realized that I should have paid more attention to DJ Vlad and kept my overhead as low as possible, particularly in terms of staff and location.
Well, yeah, I'm sure that massive building that I guess he bought turned into an insane fucking headache. And I would say the only saving grace here is that really only No Jumper could go bankrupt. Like, it's hard for me to see them coming after his personal assets if he has everything set up correctly.
Confident that once we get the building sold, we'll be in a pretty solid financial position again as a business. I've got another business in the form of Plug Talk, and I've got a pretty decent investment portfolio on a personal level. It was a big decision to share this stuff with you guys, but at a certain point I realized that I've been honest with the world about just about everything in my life over the years, and it felt wrong to keep all this stuff that we've been dealing with in secret.
Adam, come on, bro. Be honest about the rug pull, then.
I know what you're thinking. What can you do to help?
Well, I wasn't thinking
that.
I do
have some ideas, which I'll sort into three categories here. Free, cheap, and generous.
Oh, here
free.
We go. Adam's about to ask the audience for some money to pay those legal fees.
We are really trying to get serious about embracing our members here on YouTube.
Yeah, how do you guys feel about memberships on YouTube? Have you joined anyone's channel? I'm always getting emails encouraging me to do that type of thing, but I don't know, it's just hard for me to see someone in my audience spending like the same price as Netflix or something like that, just so they can watch an extra piece or like an uncensored version of my content.
$5 a month, we've got a ton of awesome benefits, including being able to watch all of our interviews free of censorship and bleeped words before they're released to the public. Members only chat for all of our live stream content.
I mean, yeah, I guess if you're like a huge time fan and you really want to be in like the members only chat, that's the only reason I can see doing something like this. And I'll also say, like, if you're getting endless entertainment value from somebody and it's pretty much all free, yes, I can see you throwing them like $5 a month.
And for those of you who have more money to spend, we're introducing a mega premium $100 tier to our memberships that will get your name added to the...
$100 a month? $1,200 a year? That's like 1 month of rent for a lot of people. But hey, you get those producer credits.
And it will also get you consistent advice and opinions on your music submissions with one free submission per month and discounted additional songs.
Honestly, if you are a young up-and-coming artist and you have $100 to spend on your career, this is not where I would put it. I remember back in the day, No Jumper would always do these, like, listening to your music live streams where maybe, like, 10, 15,000 people were tuned in and they were just playing different people's music who would send them $100.
I'ma spread my word and I'ma
I like
my
it.
Journal.
It's not bad. I want to hang out with him and be depressed.
And I really want to know if one single person or one single song actually blew up from doing that. Because when you're a broke artist, $100 isn't just like chump change. I just think you're still much better off trying to do like a Facebook or Instagram, maybe even a TikTok campaign. And you can at least be a lot more precise with what type of demographic you're going for.
There's my update. I've been kind of thinking about telling you guys about all this stuff for a while. I'm not begging for sympathy or anything like that. I'm just being realistic about owning a media business.
And honestly, guys, for once, I don't really see this as something to really clown Adam about. This is something that a lot of businesses all over the country are experiencing right now. And I do think it's really easy to expand when you feel like you have a really good thing going. You feel like the community loves it. Like, there was this barbecue trailer nearby, and they were, like, a hit classic in South Austin. They go and try and move into a huge brick and mortar, and it just completely fucks everything up. The service was bad, they were always running out of food, stealing tips from the waitstaff, it just ended up being this huge shit show. And within, like, 4 months, this previously really popular food trailer that was making a ton of money went completely bankrupt. Even back a couple of years ago, I thought about making, like, essentially a smaller version of what his office was, where people could come in if they want and rent the space out and do podcasts, but I thought mainly I would use the space as an office. But then as I started renting out spaces and talking to the people that, you know, own these type of media places, I realized that it was essentially a money pit. Like, I remember I paid like $400 to shoot at this place for 2 hours, a podcast with my buddy Danny. And I remember in the main office, this guy had a little TV that had his, like, whole booking schedule up. And that shit was free as a fucking bird. No one was booking that spot, and it was actually pretty nice. And yeah, I just think in this type of economy, it's really hard to run this type of business model. Honestly, it's been a really long time since I've watched any No Jumper content. But hey, someone's still watching, apparently 25 million views a month, so I think that they're gonna be alright. Y'all let me know down below if you think this is really about something else, if you think that Adam is trying to hide this money away. But as always, I want to thank you guys for watching today's video, dropping a like and subscribing, but as you guys know, it's been your boy the Tan Superman, and some other stories of people going broke out here need to be covered, so I'm out. Peace!